I bet you thought you were going to hear that scary voice. Well, you got me instead. Welcome to the Gamer Highway Podcast.
It is time for Gamer Highway Podcast number 87. I'm joined today by James, Ben, Josh, Mike, and myself. I too am here, the wonderful, illuminated, awesome, bearded host of the Gamer Highway Podcast.
You keep saying illuminated, and we're just going to strap you in Christmas lights. And,
you know, speaking of strapping Christmas lights, I've been playing Alan Wake, and one of the characters is so horrified of scary monsters getting him that he wraps himself in Christmas lights as he goes everywhere because the scary monsters are damaged by light. I saw that and thought, that guy's smart.
He's like, I want to be like him.
He also has a headlamp that he has deemed the Flaming Eye of Mordor.
Very nice.
James, you need to play that game, by the way.
Sounds like I might need to play that.
It's pretty good. All right. Mike, what games have you been gaming?
Arkham City.
Okay.
Words with Friends a little bit, not as much as I usually do.
All right.
I think I checked into Foursquare once.
You probably did. You were at my house at a party last weekend, or weekend, whatever it was. You could have checked in then.
Yeah, I think I pulled out my phone to check in, and then the next time I pulled my phone out, I was like, why is Foursquare? Oh, yeah.
That's right. My phone's a piece of crap.
It is a piece of crap. It's a good paperweight.
Yeah. A folding paperweight. You can even pinch paper between it. Yeah. Josh, what games you been gaming?
Batman Arkham City. I completed that, and I've been playing more Cut the Rope. I am only 9 stars away from having every star in that game.
The game is pretty hard. You've been playing that some.
Just a little bit.
Ben.
Arkham City.
I see.
Even though I beat it last week, I'm still playing it because it's awesome. And I played Green Day Rock Band and Def Jam Rap Star a little bit.
So does any of this have anything to do with the Trophy Horror War?
No, Rock Band's on the 360.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So before we get to James, because I don't care what his number is, what percent complete are you two on Arkham City?
I'm actually not far behind James. I think I'm at like 65 something.
I'm up to 55 now.
I'm at like 40 or 50, I don't know.
I hit 70s.
Yeah, I really didn't care where you were at.
398 Riddler secrets.
Out of 400.
I've only got 91 out of 400.
What about Catwoman?
37 out of 40.
See, my problem is I know there are so many Riddler secrets and trophies that if I get to one that I cannot solve in literally the first 10 seconds, I'm like, screw it. Go on to the next one.
Yeah, seriously, there are so many good games out right now that's like, why would you spend time?
Are you going to use the WoW conundrum?
Okay.
I can understand spending all your time playing Arkham City, but
for
I'm not going
to Riddler
I'm not going like, to get the more complicated ones.
Do you like puzzle games?
Yeah.
All the Riddler trophies are, it's a puzzle game.
I'm not saying I'm not going to get them. I'm saying I'm getting the low-hanging fruit first so I can get all the hostages, and then I'll get all of them.
You walk up to a trophy locked up, you have all these different devices around that you can manipulate and all these different gadgets you can use. You have to figure out how to get it out.
Tell me, are there trophies that you have spent 30 minutes on just one trophy?
No. I have not spent more than like 100 minutes on any given trophy.
Because I leave and come back. When I Plus, have proper gadget.
Are we really hearing this from someone who's probably spent 10 to 20 hours on Cut the Rope?
I was actually...
Seriously?
See, that thought went through my head when he was like, there's other games to play, and I was like, I Cut the Rope?
Play
that when I don't have access to other
so
games.
If you've ever played through a game more than once, your argument's defeated. Because there are other games you could be playing.
Yeah, that would be like me trying to argue to you, why do you play Street Fighter? You've already played as
okay, I rarely. Okay, I rarely go through like games and go, okay, I have a plan. Normally I sit down, pick up the controller, and I'm like, damn, I died. Play some more. Damn, I died. Keep playing. And That's not only how I approach games. Well, with Arkham City, I actually have a game plan set up. Yeah. My game plan is ignore everything that's a trophy of any kind, blow through the game, and then come back through a new game plus. Because I need to fight the guys when they don't tell me they're about to attack me to make the game nice and hatefully hard for me. So.
Oh, on hard, it's still pretty hard.
Yeah.
What I love about
I'm going to play it on
now,
hard, too.
I'm not doing the new game. I'm doing the original campaign, like he goes back to the city to finish up unfinished business or whatever. And I set a destination, like, I'm going to go get the shirtless challenge. And as I'm going, I'm like, what? What's this?
Oh, yeah.
That guy's green.
You're getting the Fallout experience.
Yeah.
That is the Fallout experience. So I need to go here and save this guy. I see a big ant.
The trophies actually carry over into the new game plus.
I understand that.
So if you get them in the other one, then
yes, but I have to play the game not dressed as Batman. I need to be dressed as a different character. So.
Well, you'd still be dressed as Batman. He just looks silly.
Yeah, that's
like
important.
I put the Sinestro core skin on. Flying.
I saw that. That thing looks dope.
Looking all yellow and creepy eyed. And the Dark Knight Returns skin. He's just old and fat.
Yeah, he's fat Batman.
So the Sinestro one, I think, is ridiculous because he's like flying over city. They're like, oh, there he is. Stealth mode is
totally lost.
They're like, he's right there on that gargoyle. I can see him.
He's bright, yellow. He looks a lot like Robin.
He's dressed in something the color of mustard.
By the way, Twitter this week, the evil Batman or whatever his name is said, he goes, you know what, Robin, I'm going to test all your candy for poison with my stomach. I thought, this is funny.
I didn't mean to derail it.
No, there's no derailing, man. It's games. There's not a lot of news this week. I mean, basically the news this week is like, then Uncharted came out. Then Battlefield came out. Then Batman. Like, there's not a whole lot of news.
There's one pretty decent-sized piece of news that was just announced.
One pretty big nugget of news.
That I have, anyway.
I've got some news. But this week, games I've been gaming, I've been playing a lot of Alan Wake. After I finish Alan Wake, I'm going to commence Trophy Horror. Are you pointing at James like he played something other than Batman?
No, I'm pretty sure we skipped James on the what games are you gaming.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Played Batman Arkham City.
Batman Arkham City, next.
I played Forza 2.
Oh.
Yeah, whoa. That doesn't count. That's
amazing.
Old games no longer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything older than, you know, that's come out in the last month.
I'm going to start playing Ocarina of Time again and bring it up constantly.
Yeah.
And how good it is.
Yeah. Perfect 10.
So, I've been gaming Rage in 30-minute increments. I start getting nauseated, I have to stop playing the stupid thing or find a car race to do. And I've been playing Alan Wake and a bunch of other various games. I play Angry Birds a lot on my phones and Peekaboo, which is a game for babies, on my HP touchpad.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
the baby likes it. No. The HP touchpad only has games for babies too. So it's also a piece of crap. Fails last week. Do we have any fails? I forgot my recorder last week, so the sound quality was piss. Yeah, that's the only fail we got. 60-second reviews.
I beat Arkham City.
Excellent. Yep. Go.
Good stuff. I think we've covered that. The one gripe that I thought I might bring up that the others didn't really mention
better
was...
on PC.
That it's got better graphics on PC.
No, the controls better on PC.
I like how James is like, it's not out yet, but it definitely controls better.
The combat... I found some frustrations with the combat.
The one-button combat.
Here's the thing. I wish it wasn't just a one-button combat. Like, they made a lot of options, but the options aren't good. Like, the optimal way of fighting is to do what he said and just counter, counter, counter. They give you all kinds of options for, like, quick using of your, like, equipment.
Yeah.
But it's useless.
No, it's not. Start doing the challenge maps.
Okay.
This is my review. Let me talk.
I know what your problem is. You stand there and let everyone swarm you. If you want to use your gadgets, you have to jump out, give yourself some room, and then start.
No, I do
stuff.
That. Like, I'll have these fights, these epic fights where I'm using all of the gadgets, and I'm just going crazy, bouncing all over the place, and... Like, they're not dying. It's faster not to do that. It's
there are
suboptimal.
There's kill shots. I know, like, there's certain situations where they...
the answer is for you to get better at playing games.
That's no. my version.
I know how to beat the enemies, but that's not the way, and that's annoying.
You get a 5 combo go, and then you use your special combo. It's an instant knockout on everyone it hits.
Yeah, that works, but I'm talking about, like, the quick mines are useless, I swear. They knock people down, but they don't seem to do any damage.
No, they knock them down so you can concentrate on doing a takedown on one guy.
One of my favorite things
they're very useful.
The freeze is very effective at least getting one guy to stop fighting you for a while, and then the shock.
The freeze and the electricity are halfway useful, but the mines
the
specifically
quick battering is pretty good.
Quick explosive gel.
And no, that's not very useful.
Whatever.
I try it. I bounce around.
I even use
like
a
bunny
just in combat. No
yes,
joke.
To get an achievement.
Yeah, I
got it. It was effective.
I do use the bat claw. But,
so other than the combat, which you think is broken because you have to counter.
Well,
because
you
can't.
You don't
manipulate.
You don't
it
seem to be getting me. It's like countering is like the one thing you do that is actually effective.
Okay, if a guy has a gun, you can use the bat claw to yank the gun out of his hand. That's another effective.
I can tell you guys are a lost cause.
You need to go to Riddler challenge maps and play those guys, and so you learn how to fight.
Yeah,
I know how to fight.
You don't know how to fight, apparently.
I beat the freaking game. I know how to fight just fine.
So just punching and countering, yes, you can beat the game. You cannot get the medals on those Riddler challenge maps just doing that. It is literally impossible. You have to be able to leverage, do critical strikes effectively, and at the precise moment, you have to be able to do special takedowns appropriately. You have to leverage all of your gadgets appropriately to beat those challenge maps.
This podcast
some
is
of them
very
are
serious.
Impossible to beat.
Yeah,
unless
I feel like there goes Ben going into rant mode.
The only thing that I found annoying about combat is when I go into a crowd where one of the guys is a green guy and. And if you play the games, you know what that means.
And
so he and needs to be the last one. Last. And all of a sudden, he picks up a knife or a gun. And I'm like, dang it. Now I have to knock you out.
Backlaw the weapon out of his hand.
Yeah. Just
using the quick
I didn't know you could do that.
Is that let me explain to you
shoot
how.
Him with the charge.
Every time I use the backlaw, I've only ever used it to, like, pull the actual person, and I always say, get over here when I do it. So I didn't know.
You can also just flick a quick batarang and hit them, and they'll drop the gun.
Yeah.
Usually what I end up doing is do the aerial attack just to knock down. Usually they drop the weapon. But
so, to give this a comparison to Alan Wake's combat system, the character in Alan Wake runs 6 steps before he starts huffing and panting. I have counted the number of steps because I get so mad at him for not being able to run further than 6 steps. He also has no melee attacks as he's fighting possessed lumberjacks who are on fire with smoke. Some weird smoke.
Immediately.
The only thing he can do when he gets close to them is dodge. And the way they designed the game is when you hit the dodge button, the character will decide intermittently whether or not he wants to dodge. Because sometimes he might be huffing and puffing from having run 3 steps. So, this is the way the fights go. Checkpoint reached. Oh crap, 5 lumberjacks. Hold my flashlight up. Stay back, you guys. I've got a flashlight. They're coming near me. I need to run. Step, step. Oh crap, he's swinging at me. Dodge. Smack in the head with a sledgehammer. Damn. Restart checkpoint. Oh, there's those 5 guys again. Do I have a flashbang? No, I don't. Crap. Hold my flashlight up. Like,
see, that sounds like broken combat.
That combat system. Well, I'll give him some credit. You are frantic all the time, and most of the time it's you're going, why are you such a fat idiot? Run! Run! You're being chased. These guys are going to kill you. You need to run.
So, is your character like morbidly obese or what?
No, he runs 6 steps and starts puffing and panting. And he can't dodge once he's out of running. So usually in fights, what you do is you try to find a corner and keep that flashlight pointed out at those guys, because a flashlight keeps lumberjacks away. This is what I've learned from Alan Wake.
It is true.
Yeah, they don't like flashlights.
No, we don't.
If it hits in their eyes, they'll hold their hands on their eyes. So I'm going to argue that the Batman combat system is better than Alan Wake.
So, real quick, was it a thumbs up?
I play Batman.
It was a thumbs up. I mean, I enjoyed the game overall, but
Josh's
just
turned into 5 minutes of arguing over the combat.
I just thought the combat could have been better.
So
that's all I'm trying
to
say.
I'm going to go ahead and give you a fail for plowing through your 60-second mark. And it is your fault because you brought up an illegitimate concern.
Illegitimate. Because I said the combat could be better.
It can't be better.
Epitome of
no, I know. I know it can be better. If you play Batman Forever,
it could be better on PC.
Yeah. Oh. The only way it could be better is if it were Kinect mode and you actually had to do these.
Yes, because Josh would have beat the game if that was the case.
Like, in order to use the quick fire explosive gel, you have to do a cartwheel.
And then no one would beat the game.
I would still.
And then you have to do another cartwheel to detonate.
I like to see how the diving works.
And the ER would be filled with people smashed in heads. So explain to me what happened. Well, I thought I was Batman. Alright, news time. I saw this piece of news, which is totally not news, but I was thoroughly entertained with it and spent way too long looking at it, and Kotaku put out a death chart. And the point of the death chart was to explain that normal people will not die like you die in video games. And they had numbered out the number of shooting deaths, stabbing deaths, being blown up deaths, being poisoned deaths, eating bombs deaths, throughout like the U.S. And then they put a chart of what race you are, your age, and how you will die, the chances of you dying at that age. And it's like 10 pages of chart. And I was just like, this is so interesting. And I was like scrolling through it, and they were like, mind you, Bowser doesn't die this way. He dies by falling in lava. And it's like, the number of people that will die doing that, 9. Like,
it's like, oh my gosh. How many people die every year due to eating bombs?
I think that was 0. They did point out, well, it could be the poisonous gas from the bomb that kills them, because technically that is what kills you, even though it's probably the force of it coming out. But it's a pretty good article. You should check it out if you're just bored at work or something.
So how are you going to die?
I am a white male between the ages of 24 and 29. So the leading cause of death for me is suicide. Hmm. So
yay.
So it's like suicide, car wrecks, and pulmonary whatever. It's where people don't know they have a crappy heart and then it explodes on them.
Pulmonary embolism.
I don't know what it is.
See, I know I have a crappy heart, so that's not going to happen to me.
All right, you're going to stay away from me.
Because knowing makes the heart strong.
That's right.
So Electronic Arts has announced this week that they don't spy on people. Despite their EULA saying they do, and Germany becoming upset about it, they're
that's
saying...
not going to raise any eyebrows.
Yeah, they're saying, we're not doing that, so, okay, Electronic Arts.
We're going to be doing that. We're not doing that now.
See, that's actually exactly what I thought. I thought they haven't built a system yet to leverage the data that they have for Orion or Origin or whatever the crap the name of their...
We just want your permission that once we get this in place, we can...
Multiple tweets, texts, and emails from people this week. Why is Battlefield 3 not on Steam? I had people asking me that this week. I'm going to explain to you why it's not on Steam. Electronic Arts is a bunch of douchebags. What they decided to do was come up with their own framework. Been over this before, but we're going to do it again. Their own video game playing framework that is quote-unquote better than Steam. By better than Steam, what they mean is their games launch from web pages. You wait on the web page while it searches for a server. Then you forget that you're trying to search for server, you start reading an article, the game loads up, crap, you couldn't connect. The game unloads back to the web page where you wait to join the server. Electronic Arts, you guys are idiots.
I was thinking that Valve actually kicked them off of Steam.
No, Valve did not kick them off of Steam. They pulled their games. Hmm. There was some discussion about that when Crysis magically disappeared, but I got Crysis off Steam and it still works, which is nice, but they've got their, I forget what it's called, Origin or Orion or something. I downloaded it. It's dumb. It's Steam, but not as good. So, idiots. Silicon Knights, they cut half their staff. Sorry, guys. So, we may not see, they had two major hits. What was it? I don't remember. But one of them, we probably won't see a sequel to one of the two. Battlefield 3, we're just in some interviews this week with the creators of the game. They said that first they spent a whole lot of time developing it not exclusively for PC, but for the PC, and then taking it down to the console. About halfway through the development cycle, they made it more console friendly. Based on all the reviews and things that happened that are happening, you know, for the game, the PC version is far, far, far superior to the console version, especially considering you can have 32 more players in your game.
32 more players in your crappy platform.
So it's basically, you have levels that are miles and miles across that you fly helicopters and thing, and on the Xbox and PS3 you can only have 25 players, whereas on the computer, you can have 60-something players. So, yeah, there's a big change right there. Next thing, Josh, is near and dear to your heart. There's a My Little Pony MMO that is near release.
Sweet.
Oh, dear God. This is not video game related, but I was amused by how many people freak out by this stupid thing. Google, take this lollipop and then spread it around to your Facebook friends that are idiots. That's all I got to say about that one. My last piece of news is actually a Vanity Fair win. Before everyone freaks out. There, last year, I think it was, maybe last year or the year before, there was a girl who was brutally raped and murdered by a couple of assholes. Now I have to edit. No, I don't. They're assholes. these guys were WoW players and decided one day they were going to kill this girl. And you know, so what did all the news do? Oh my God, video game! Ah! So I saw an article in Vanity Fair that went and documented how crazy these kids were, how screwed up they were, including multiple blog posts from one kid saying, wow, I fit every single thing that a serial killer fits when I take these profile tests. And the article went on basically to say, pay attention to your kids. If they're hanging out with people that write blog posts that say, hey, I fit every single serial killer test, talk to them about this. This might not be the person to hang out with. Don't blame video games. Vanity Fair wrote nice. That. So there are some sane people out there. Nice. And they get a win and get discussed on the super powerful media juggernaut that is the Gamer Highway podcast. Josh, what news do you have?
I got a few items. It was a pretty slow news week, as you mentioned. The next Resident Evil game for the 3DS is going to cost $50. That is $10 more than other games on the 3DS.
Because the 3DS is selling so well.
Yeah, kind of surprising given the lackluster, you know, attention that their last Resident Evil game. I guess it got enough. But, oh well. John Carmack posted a tweet the other day revealing that the Doom 3 source is packaged and tested, and that they're just waiting for lawyer approval to release for open source. And my final piece of news is a few weeks ago, Blizzard unveiled a lot of details about new units that are going to be in the next StarCraft expansion. One modder spent 60 hours painstakingly going over all the details of the new units and has created them in a custom map that you can play online today.
I saw that. That was kind of nerdy.
That is pretty crazy.
You look at that picture.
Yep, they've been passing a wonderful picture around of a sneak attack. The poo of the month, because Elliot actually has a calendar full of poo.
What reminded me of that is I believe someone in this room has either crapped their pants or farted, because it's gotten bad. By the way, the sneak attack poo of the month is where you poop yourself and you don't realize it until you go to the bathroom and see the surprise.
I see.
So I have news.
You do?
Yeah, I have news.
Oh.
So, why are you acting so weird?
Just sneak attack.
Okay, so Humble has released the Humble Voxatron.
It's a bundle of one thing, though.
Bundle. No, well, that's two games.
The last one started out like that, and by the time the bundle ended, there were like four extra games. So this one, they've already added two more. They've added The Building of Isaac.
The Binding of Isaac.
You're right. The Binding of Isaac, including the new Halloween update, and Blocks That Matter. And you get those if you pay above the average. When I bought it...
$4.60.
No, whoa. If you pay above the average, this could get crazy. Yeah.
See, when I bought it, the average was like $3.60-something, and so I paid above that. And
you
and
paid
so,
$3.62, didn't
no,
you?
No, I did. I paid more than $3 or $4. But I'm going to get those games automatically now. So if you go out there, if you haven't gotten already, pay more than the average, and you'll get these games as well as anything else they decide to throw in. It ends on, like, the 14th, I think.
Yeah.
So you have some time.
And guys, I mean, seriously, you might go out there and be like, eh, this game doesn't really look that great. It's for charity. Come on, just donate.
Especially if you have extra money.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to, you know, I mean, even like, $5 or $10 isn't going to...
We can start an Occupy Steam movement.
The highest donator on there has donated $2,000.
Yeah, that guy's pretty awesome.
Notch.
Was that a single person?
Yeah, Notch.
Usually,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's the creator of Minecraft.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know every time they have one of these, the highest donator is anonymous, but they take every person who donated as anonymous and pull them together. So, like, anonymous has donated...
Yeah. $1 billion.
Like the organization, or...
Did you finish your news, Josh?
Yeah.
Awesome. Ben, what's your amazing news item?
My news item... So GTA 5 has a trailer now.
Yes, it does.
And everybody has been excited about it, apparently.
Yep, I was excited about it. I brought it up last week that it's in L.A. The trailer looks awesome.
So does there it have Randy Newman's I Love L.A. playing at any point?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Are we allowed to bring up Randy Newman on the podcast?
Yes.
Okay. I was not aware of that.
It's actually, I was going to fail us for not bringing him up sooner.
Oh, okay. We're going to start failing the bus randomly for not bringing up crappy singers. Then. All right.
Hey, political science is an awesome song.
Yeah, it's amazing. All right, I am going to kick off the games coming out this week before we do the top three, because there's a lot, and I think it's worth our focus on all the colons and such. For PC, we have Lord of the Rings, colon, War of the North. We have Jane's Advanced Strike Fighter, which I will not be playing. We have Dead Rising 2, colon, off the record. Sonic Generations, so you can play Sonic on PC now without cheating and, you know, stealing games. NCIS is coming out. That is looking really awesome. And by awesome, I don't mean awesome. Dawn of Fantasy, don't know what that is. Sjork, I don't know how to say that, S-J-O-R-K. And Momentum and Voxatron. For PSP, we have Fate/Extra. Fate/Extra, and I Kill Zombies, which I believe is a game about killing zombies. No. For the DS, yeah, it could be about killing ponies. For the DS and 3DS, we'll go with 3DS games first. We have Harvest Moon, colon something or other. I can't read. Centipede, Infestation. Generation Rex, colon something or other. James Noir, Hollywood Crime. I don't think James came out with that game. No. NASCAR Unlimited. Gem Smasher, Cars 2, colon the game. And for the DS, we have Dora and Kylie, Pet Shelter. Oh my god. Zoobles, exclamation port. Spring to life, exclamation point. Nickelodeon Team Umizoomi. Nickelodeon Princess Unchanted. Unchanted.
Probably.
Disney Princess Enchanted Storybook. Now, Photo World DSi. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. And Zuzu Babies.
Babies, yes.
So I hope it's like, I'm hoping you're having to keep them away from the gerbils eating them, because I've seen that's what they do to babies.
For me, normal Zuzus are just way too big.
Yeah, they're not cute enough either.
Xbox, Lord of the Rings, colon, yes. The War of the North, GoldenEye 007, colon, Reloaded, Sonic Generations, Cabela's Survival, colon, Shadows of Kedamai.
Yeah, that was the game I was talking about last week.
I see. NCIS, Batman, colon, Arkham City, colon, Nightwing Pack. Watch out for that one. Motion Sports, Adrenaline, NASCAR Unleashed. Because, you know, leashed NASCAR is not acceptable.
Gears 3. NASCAR has been restrained up until this point.
Yeah, they've been refined.
They've been holding back.
Really holding back. Gears 3, colon, Horde Commando Pack. Jimmy Johnson's Anything with an Engine. Cabela's Adventure Camp.
Wait,
That's the name of a game.
It's a Cabela's game?
No.
Cabela's separate.
Jimmy Johnson's Anything with an Engine is one game. Cabela's Adventure Camp is another game. Although, if you're advocating combining the two, I believe things could get more interesting.
That's what I thought it was. It was
people on motorcycles with shotguns. Cabela's
and 14-year-olds.
Oh my gosh.
All right, Generator Rex, colon, Agent of Providence. Otimus Excellent. Don't know what that is. Motion Explosion, exclamation point. And Twister Mania. For PS3, we have Uncharted 3, Lord of the Rings, GoldenEye, Sonic Generations, Cabela's Survival, Shadow of Kedamai, Jane's Advanced Strike Fighter, which isn't coming out for Xbox, I thought that was interesting, NCIS, the Batman Arkham City add-on, Air Conflicts, something, Secret War, yeah, I almost said Silent War or Secret Fart, I'm not sure what that is, Motion Sports Adrenaline, NASCAR Unleashed, they're not getting Gears, which is surprising, Jimmy Johnson's Anything with an Engine, Cabela's Adventure Camp, and Generator Rex, colon, Agent of Providence. The last game the PS3 is getting is Family Game Night 4. I don't know why the 360 is not getting that.
By the way, if anyone's curious about what Cabela's Adventure Camp is, it's a Kinect-driven camp-slash-theme-park game.
I see. So it's probably a lot like Kinect Adventures. Wii. Cabela's Survival, Shadows of Kedamai. The Core Gang, which is spelled with a K, so that probably makes it better. NCIS, Family Game Night 4, Hasbro Fun Pack.
That's a good one. NASCAR Unleashed, Generator Rex, Cabela's Adventure Camp, Monopoly Collection, Disney Princess Enchanted Storybook, Sing 4, The Hits Edition. That's unlike the last three, which didn't have hits on them. Trivial Pursuit, colon, bet you know it. I bet you don't. Gym Smasher, Country Dance 2, and Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
I really like it when you read them fast, because then I start hearing game titles like NCIS Family Game Night, which I think sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, let's poke the body and look for evidence.
See, when I put this list together, it's entertaining to read it, because basically the entire listening audience gets to go, oh, the new Zuzu Pass. Like, we are the first to break that news to the world. Uncharted 3, whatever. We know about that already.
Other than the websites that you're getting this information from.
No, but see, they don't even bother reviewing them. Mm-hmm. See, if we reviewed, Monopoly Collections, like, we could put a review out there on the internet that IGN wouldn't have. Because they have decided we're not reviewing every single game anymore.
That's beneath them, because they're so high and mighty.
Our target audience is every single niche.
Yes.
There's a problem with that strategy.
It's all right. You will be buying Zuzu Babies. Mike, you're going to get Cabela Adventure Camp. James,
I'm My Little Pony.
You can get NASCAR Unleashed.
Yes. Unleashed.
I don't remember what else came out.
Not a lot.
I'm going to pretend Force Unleashed and just go get that.
My NASCAR had a V20 engine and I had a skull head that was on fire. It was awesome.
Actually, I've been looking a little bit at War in the North. That looks like it might be pretty cool.
Yeah, according to the ads on IGN, it looks cool too.
The ads?
The giant ad taking over the screen of my computer when I click on the site. It goes, hey,
this is pretty cool.
You know, I was listening to a podcast this last week about IGN, and the editors were explaining that they don't have money hats. And they were going, you realize when Kane and Lynch came out, we had given it like a 4. And the site was completely plastered with ads for it. If we had money hats, it would have been a 10, and the site would have been completely plastered. But no, had 4, so. Kind of interesting. I think a lot of people in the industry think that companies just pass those out, but they don't. We never get money hats, that's for sure. Josh, I believe you came up with the top 3 last week, which was top 3 porno apps for your phone.
Yes, yep. That is what it was.
Top three. What is it? What would you call these?
Phone games. Yeah.
Is the N-Gage a phone? It's a taco. I used to make calls on it.
No.
James, N-Gage, kick it off. Number 3. Right.
My honorable mention is phone tag with Elliot. My actual number 3 is
James. Just something to qualify though. A game is usually something you can beat.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a futile endeavor.
With an ending.
My number 3 is Foursquare, because it has leaderboards and points, and I probably spend more time on it than any other game on my phone. It's not fun, but I do spend more time on it.
I use it to get free nachos at Chili's, and that's pretty much all I use it. Like, when I open Foursquare, it's like, you haven't checked in 9 months. Your last, most recent check-in, Chili's. I'm like,
of course. I'm checking into Chili's again.
I will be checking into Chili's again.
This Ben. Show brought to you by Chili's.
My number 3, so all of mine, just as a qualifier, will be on the Android, because I do not have an iPhone.
Not all of mine are.
That is as far as I will go with that. Anyway, my number 3 is the Inosha RPG series. It's a very good action RPG series. There are actually several good action RPGs for the Android platform. They're usually free. Some of them you have to upgrade to play the full version, but they're uniformly at least decent. Sometimes the English is bad, because they're developed by someone in Singapore or something.
But that adds to the charm.
It really does.
Yeah.
You get that all your base vibe.
Congratulations. Josh, number 3.
My number 3 is a game called Unblock Me, which was a sliding puzzle game that pretty simplistic, but I have had a lot of fun with it.
I get very frustrated with that game.
Really?
Yeah.
I find most of them like pretty easy and like stress-free.
I don't think you've played it long enough then.
I like how the puzzle elements of games are heavily debated with Josh on this podcast.
Yeah.
Batman ones are hard. No, they're not. Unblock me. Ooh, that's hard. No, it's not.
Yes, apparently I can't have an opinion about a game without Ben arguing.
Oh, actually, you know what? I'm not thinking of Unblock Me. I'm thinking of another one that works the same way, but it has a rat in it. I think it's called Mousetrap.
Okay.
That one is a lot harder than Unblock
you
Me.
Should play
yeah,
that
Unblock then. Me is easy.
Yeah, I played
stress-free.
It.
Stress-free.
Yeah, I don't remember it being that hard.
Mike, number three.
So if you've listened to the podcast at all, including the first half of this podcast, you know that my phone sucks. So my number three and my number two are mobile games that...
Don't get ahead to number two.
Well, I'm just saying that for all both right. of those, they're games that I enjoy playing, but I haven't actually been able to play successfully on my phone.
I
they're,
see.
They're games that are available for your phone, just not mine. So I've tried downloading them and they don't work good. So my number three is Words with Friends. I play it on Facebook. I've tried getting the app.
Words with Friends doesn't work on your phone?
No, it's
so Motorola
it has no animations.
They can't handle Words.
Well,
with Friends.
It's so big. Just loading it in, it's like I can't do this. Die.
It's squares. Why does it?
Yeah, I'll pull it up and it'll be like Words with Friends. In other news, your phone is restarting now. And I'm like, awesome! I didn't want to play.
In other news.
That almost went on my list until I realized it wasn't fun.
You don't like Scrabble.
What I love about Words of Friends
it's
is...
because James loses.
This is how it goes with any Scrabble-based game. My wife starts playing it and says, you should play with me. I don't really feel like playing. Too late, I already invited you to a game. Ha ha. Okay, I'll play. Cut to like a week later... Why are you killing me at this game? I'm supposed to be good at this game. I beat all my other friends. I'm sorry. I just am good at Scrabble.
Just throw the game. just put like...
Why did you get a 90-point word? I hate you. I just want
to
do.
That's all you can bring to the table.
See, my wife is way better than me at Scrabble.
See, I'm really bad at Scrabble because spelling is hard, and I like to drink when I play games.
Well, so I can spell well. I'm just not
James
good at
wants
Scrabble.
To throw down, so I'll be starting a game with James
okay.
tonight.
It's okay. I got
yeah, you should play
square.
A game with James. He's not great at it.
Anyway.
See, that's me talking.
My number three. Yeah.
So, my number three is Fruit Ninja. It is not number one because I can't play it in meetings without people becoming suspicious of what I'm doing.
It's
a game that involves me taking my finger on the left side of the screen, swiping it to the right, and then doing it back to the left over and over as fast as I possibly can. That is Fruit Ninja. They also made a 43-inch version of it that you can play at arcades, so you can get your arms and shoulders tired while playing Fruit Ninja. Or the Kinect. I hold the high score among my friends on my wife's account for the Fruit Ninjery. James, also to help you out with who is in the GTA 5 trailer song. It's a song by the Small Faces. It came out in 1968. The original album is called Ogden's Nuts Gone Flake.
Yep. Mm.
There you go.
So speaking of not being able to do things without being suspicious, I saw a sign that a teacher put up in her classroom that said, do not text while you're in my class. I know if you're texting, nobody looks down at their crotch and smiles.
First off, she's wrong.
I knew that was coming.
My number two is a phone game that I was addicted to for approximately 2 weeks called Alchemy.
Oh, yeah.
You started off with four basic elements, and you combine them in various ways to see how many crazy things you could come up with. And some of them were humor-based. Like, you would pull two things together, and what it resulted in, you were like, oh, that's clever. I get it.
Yep.
So after a while, I got really frustrated with not being able to come up with new items, and I quit.
Yeah, I had a similar experience. I totally forgot about Alchemy.
Yeah. I was actually going to bring it up as an honorable mention. I remember
me too.
After we started this list. But actually, I had a couple other honorable mentions I forgot about, too. One is the game Third Blade, which is a pretty cool kind of beat-em-up type game. The plot's kind of terrible. That's the only reason it's not actually on my list. But the graphics are very good. And unfortunately, Mike, you have to have a good phone to run it. It even has a little bit of slowdown on mine. But it's very fun. You have a giant blade that you can attack people with, and there are lots of different combos. And The dialogue's awful too. I think I'm pretty sure it's some guy who does not speak English who's writing it. I also wanted to give a shout out to every awesome Nintendo, Super Nintendo, and Game Boy game, because there are emulators for all of those available on the Android platform.
Yep.
It's kind of cheating to actually put a game, one of those games, on the list, but
no, I agree.
I will throw it as an honorable mention.
One of the things, one of my favorite things I remember doing when I had my N-Gage was installing all the emulators and playing ROMs on it. I was going to mention that too as a honorable mention to my number one.
And another reason it's not actually on my list is because I have a touchscreen phone and a lot of
that's
got to
be irritating.
Well. RPGs actually work fine with them.
You don't have to be fast.
Right.
Yeah.
Which there were a lot of really good RPGs for the Super Nintendo especially.
So what was your actual number two? Did I miss that?
My actual number two is Gem Miner.
Oh,
it's really fun. I've spent a lot of time playing that game. It's pretty basic. You're just a little guy and you dig tunnels and you can upgrade from a pickaxe to a drill and you mine gems. It's kind of self-explanatory. I know Josh played it a lot too.
Josh, number two.
My number two is a game that I'm actually been playing right now while Ben's been talking.
Is it Cut the Rope?
It is Cut the Rope.
You son of a bitch.
As of right now, I'm only 3 levels from having every single one perfect 3-starred. So, needless to say, a lot of fun, very simple, good graphics. I like it.
Mike?
Okay. In addition to Alchemy, my other honorable mention is Diner Dash, because it's, I believe, the only app I've actually paid for, and it's played only by my wife.
You bought Diner Dash.
I got my phone, and my wife, but the first thing my wife said was, I don't want to spend a lot of money on the stuff for this phone. Don't want you downloading a lot of stuff that costs things. And then as soon as I get it, so can you get Diner Dash on that phone? I'm like, yeah, it costs like $3. And she's like, go ahead and get it. And so now she plays on it all the time. My number two is Angry Birds. I played it on Google Chrome. It was a lot of fun. I hear you can play it on your cell phone.
Yeah,
I've tried.
Rumors
are true. So I tried with both Angry Birds and Angry Birds Seasons, and it just no worky. So
I'm surprised you knew about that because they're trying to keep it quiet.
Yeah. It's kind of an underground.
You got to be in the know.
Yeah. Unless, of course, you walk by the giant display at Walmart, they're selling plushies and
or have some booby Rio.
My daughter turned 1 and was given a bunch of Angry Birds things.
That's awesome.
Impressive.
She does throw them.
Talk about playing.
Does she throw the birds at the pigs?
She hasn't figured that out yet. She throws the pigs, though, so she may not understand.
If you ever visit a farm.
those are those things I throw.
Why are the pigs not green? I don't understand.
My number two is Angry Birds. I spend a lot of time playing Angry Birds in meetings. Angry Birds season. Is way too hard. So yeah.
Something.
I've been playing the same level for like a week now.
They've been plugging it again lately because of Halloween.
Yeah, I saw that. They're always a little behind when they get it to the OV marketplace because you know they're like, oh, you know, iOS, Android, got to get them out there, and they're like, Symbian, you get Halloween around Christmas. Enjoy.
So I'm really surprised, as much as you talk about it, that it's only number two.
Oh no, there's a game that I've spent far more time playing.
Right.
Is it
pull the toilet paper?
No,
is it
because I downloaded RPG? Like when my wife first got her phone, I downloaded that app immediately onto her phone, and she couldn't figure out how to get it off. I'm like, but it's awesome! Look, you unroll the toilet paper and you see how fast you can do it. I'm like, this is stupid. Get this off my phone.
The Doom RPG I did play a lot, but. All the ones on my list so far have been games that have been like truly, like really, really fun.
RPG is also going on my honorable mentions.
Doom, the actual.
I played that a lot.
Too. Doom 4, the N-Gage, was actually really fun too. I played that a lot. So
Doom RPG was really funny.
Yeah, they had a lot of inside jokes in that game. Mm. There's even like code jokes in there, which we're not allowed to talk about on the podcast.
My number one is a phone game called Need for Speed Shift. Not as robust as the console.
Oh, really? You mean the whole like constantly accelerating thing? Not quite. But realistic.
But it's still fun, and because you know my phone has some fancy gadgets inside. You can tilt it for the steering wheel, so it feels a lot like playing a Wii racing game as opposed to playing a phone game.
But the graphics are better than the Wii. The actually PGR for my Zune HD, that looks better than anything I've seen on a Wii. So
nice.
I'm not kidding. It really does. It literally looks better. James, you have that on your
Zune? No,
yeah, you would like it.
Yeah, but that's mine.
Ben. It's not really that hard to get better graphics than the Wii. My number one is it's a little hefty of a game series. But they are really fun. James, you especially, I think, would enjoy them. It's the Contract Killer series. They're all free. Completely free. Like, they don't have some gay, oh, you beat one mission, now you pay $10 to
the... And you made me edit the stupid podcast.
No, no, G-H-E-Y.
I see. Okay, okay. That fixes it.
Yes. It's a totally different word. Gay. Not gay.
I see, I see.
It's a totally different word. It means lame.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to edit every spot where it says that. It's going to be like, what are they talking about? Actually, I'm not going to do that. That's hard.
Just press the bleep button every so often.
I don't have a bleep button. I have Audacity, and I have to cut the sound file and put a sound effect. Oh, it's so hard. It takes me like 30 seconds.
It's a really fun series. It's... You, like, zoom in and out and shoot people, whatever the case may be. There's usually an overhead map where you pick your missions and you can buy weapon upgrades in between. The newest version they just released is Contract Killer Zombies.
Ooh.
So you get to kill a lot of zombies, and that's really fun. I will warn you, it is, every one of the games are well over 200 megs, so it takes a long time to download. It will not run on your...
Use your Wi-Fi's.
Yeah, it's a big download, but it's fun.
I may have to look that up.
You do have to have a fairly substantial phone to run it, too. Mike.
I like this one. I just make fun of Mike's phone the whole podcast. Your phone's so dumb.
We need to play Left 4 Dead again sometime.
We do.
We haven't killed zombies in a while.
I am really mad we didn't play it at Extra Life.
Yeah, I'm real mad.
We all had PCs.
I am
furious. Josh, number one.
My number one has already been brought up. It is Gym Miner. I also played a lot of that. That was an interesting impression.
That was Josh getting excited.
I was actually Ben getting excited.
No, that's a rare
occurrence.
I thought it was you. Such a good impression of you.
I saw your mouth moving.
Yeah, it was obviously Josh.
So
doing his Gomer Pyle impersonation.
Yeah. So Gym Miner, it actually like seems really, really basic. Just dig in the dirt, find gems, upgrade stuff, but...
That's a rip-off, Dig Dug.
No, it's not like...
No, it's not at all.
Are you digging in the dirt?
There are no enemies.
Oh. It actually has an interesting metagame of, you know, trying to conserve your energy and figuring out, you know, how can you optimize how much, you know, time you spend in the dirt before having to come back up for air.
I can only run 6 steps.
Like, at what point do you want to build elevator shafts? If you dig the wrong way, the dirt can cave in on you.
It actually has a lot more depth than I would have originally assumed. And
it's like digging depth.
Yeah. Nice pun.
I'd like to point out that since both of you refer to it as Gym Miner and not Gem Miner, I thought... when Ben first brought up that it was about a gym, like a gymnasium.
Dude, I'm from Alabama.
And I didn't
understand. I thought it was
a guy named Jim Miner.
That might be his name. Jim I don't Miner. Know. They don't give him a name.
Jim Miner, the Gem Miner.
This is why Mike doesn't make games. I don't know, though. Some of these games this week are woo. Mike, what's your number one?
My number one is Foursquare. It's the only game I ever play. I pull my phone out about once a week and check in wherever I'm at.
After you've waited 50 minutes. Foursquare's slow anyway, even on any
Yeah, I usually like to wait until my friends have checked in, and then I get the bonus for, you checked in with so-and-so. Mm. You are now in 7th
So your
place.
Phone's lag is the bonus. Yeah. Bonus points. Yeah. Bonus points.
So you're like a remora, a fish that swims alongside the shark and like...
Yep.
Eats the guts floating by.
Yeah.
My number one is a game that's near and dear to my heart. I've held high scores that have maxed out the scoring on it before, and that is Snake.
The original series. Someone was going to bring that up.
The original Series 40 Nokia game back in the day.
That was a lot of fun.
Yes.
Back when phones did not have games.
Phones did have games. They had Snake.
Yeah.
They also had Memory, the Memory game. Oh, yeah. They had a few other entertaining games. But
the Snake was the best.
Yeah, that was my introduction to mobile gaming, and continues to this day to be installed on my phone. I have Snake still, but it's way more annoying on a touchscreen. I need a keypad really bad. So, number one is Snake. Who's got the top three for the next week?
Mike.
That'll be Mike.
I just reminded him like a minute ago. So
excellent.
He's probably floundering.
I think I have something.
Okay.
Sure. So, it's November now. So I was thinking about a top three games you are thankful for.
Games I am thankful
not
for.
Not necessarily games that you like.
No, this is a good one. Games I'm thankful for.
For whatever reason.
And why.
Yeah, and why. Why you're thankful
for. You can't just be like, I'm thankful for Bubble Bath Babes.
Why are you thankful?
I just like it. It's pretty neat.
I'm just glad it exists.
The James's Sea Viper porno exploration game.
It was Jury.
Whatever. They're all just girls in a video game.
Yeah. And according to Elliot, all girls are the same, so.
Yeah, that's
true. Yeah.
Incredibly sexist.
No misogyny here. Alright, sounds like we've rammed the end of the Gamer Highway podcast once again. So for myself, Josh, James, Ben, and Mike, thank you very much. We are out of here. Every day I'm shuffling. Bunch of.